This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And Lou, if you were to put a little descriptor on this year's Revere football team, what would you say at this point?
Very young. We're a very, very young football team. We have a lot of sophomores and two freshmen with varsity positions this year. And we only have about three seniors. Two of them right now, two of my captains, are out with injury. So we've got our work cut out for us. But I will say this, the boys always find a way to work hard, and hopefully the coaches can find a way to coach them up and keep the game close against a very good classical team on Friday night.
You know, I was thinking after your first game, week one, and looking at the score, and I've always thought, you know, the last few years, Revere is always a pretty good barometer. You've been solid. So if someone were to lose to you, okay, that stands to reason. Somebody beats you, then they're a very good team, kind of a deal. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been a solid program. So what did you lose off of last year's team? Because you have lost quite a bit.
Yeah, we're struggling right now on offense for sure, and it's all new positions on offense basically. We lost my quarterback, Ed Sullivan. I lost my two running backs, Victor Rivera and Oscar Lopez. So that was about 90.5% of our offense, if you will, and those are big numbers to fill in. We got, like I said, we got a lot of young kids, a couple of sophomore running backs that we're looking for good things to come from, and a freshman quarterback that's going to get his first start Friday night against the, like I said before, a very, very good classical team.
Well, tell me about your quarterback.
Yeah, sure. His name is Calvin Boudreau. He's had a great, great camp. He can throw the ball very well. He's pretty mobile, and he's a smart kid. And we think in a year or two, he's going to definitely be our future. He's got a lot of poise, if you will, in the pocket. He's been one of our JV players for the last two games, and you know, with a few things going on at running back and injuries, we had to move him up to quarterback, and he's looked okay at practice. So hopefully the guys will give him time and rally behind him on Friday.
Now, you also, not only did you graduate a lot, not only have a lot of young players playing this week, but you have some injuries here, too, with some key players.
Yeah, we're going through the injury bug right now, I'm sure, like everyone else. My two captains, Ronnie Marcelino and Ed Ballou, offensive guard, linebacker, and Eddie's a defensive end and tailback kicker, if you will. They're out. They're probably, Ronnie's definitely out. There's a possibility, but he's been very, very limited during practice during the week. So, yeah, we're missing two big keys. And like I said, there's an opportunity for younger kids to fill in that position. They're going to have to, and hopefully, make something of it.
I saw Classical in their first game, and they looked very good. And I guess they looked good again last week to go to 2-0. So, this team obviously is getting it done on both sides of the football.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Brian's a good friend of mine. Brian does a great job with them. He's got it going in the right direction for sure. Listen, they're big, they're physical, they're fast, they're well coached. We've got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to play an A game, and with a lot of young kids, that's going to be a big task. But like I told my guys, we just want to keep it close with a chance to win down the stretch. And I think at that point, it's all you can ask for.
Maybe one last football question. Looking at Keith Ridley, their quarterback, he strikes me as a quarterback that's really hard to defend because he does a lot of things. He runs different places on the field. And he can throw and move around a little bit. He may not be the best at all of those things, but he's out there and he's all over the field.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think he could be one of the best of all those things from the quarterbacks that I've seen in this obviously early this year. But listen, he's big, he's strong, he's got a gun for an arm. They run that QB wham with him, and he's tough to tackle. It's going to take a lot of our guys. We're going to have to team tackle, pursuit drill the whole week and get on him because he's a very, very good runner, and I think he's got an excellent thrower also. So, yeah, he's they got a lot of good things going on with him over there for sure.
All right, Coach, good talking with you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.